This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Hey, everybody thinks of punk as Blitzkrieg Bop, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Not these guys. Much more, almost French, if you will. Kind of slower, methodical.
And Chad P.
I'm glad to see that Gibson didn't just take a bunch of musicians that play Gibson guitars.
Right.
So that's nice of them.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, broadcasting live before your naked steaming ears from Southeastern Louisiana University, where there's enough oil in the Gulf now. Wouldn't you think we can plug the leak now?
Yeah, the leak's plugged. That's all past due.
Sure.
Let's get a new story.
The heat?
Yeah, the heat.
Yeah,
Pets
are going outside and exploding in the heat out here now.
We got a Saints preseason game coming up.
That's true.
So that'll be cool.
By the time
this show makes air, we will have already defeated the Patriots. My prediction only. Yeah,
at least a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the internet, and I'm looking around, trolling for things to talk about, and I realize that Gibson.com, as in Gibson, the guitars, as in the Les Paul. Gibson.com has posted its top 50 guitar albums of all time.
Guitar albums?
Guitar albums.
As in solo instrumentals? Or?
Well, it spans the globe. It has instrumental albums on there. It has albums that you know, and it has some people. And the reason I'm doing this is not because, you know, it gives us a reason to play Cream, the Allman Brothers, Guns N' Roses. It's because it has a lot of people on here that the average rock listener probably doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm going up and down this list, I went, you know, I could play this person, I could play this person, I could introduce the audience to these people.
Right, well, that's
cool. Is the reason I grabbed it.
Well, Gibson, you know, releases this list for these guitar albums, but I want to know what qualifies your album to be classified as guitar.
Got me.
You know, will Marshall or Ludwig announce the drum albums
Come
out?
That's up to Marshall and Ludwig.
Yeah.
Today we deal with the fine people at Gibson.com. You ready?
Okay.
I'll tell you later on how the actual list was created. And by the way, there's no Steve Vai and no Frank Zappa on
probably
here.
Probably in Microsoft Word, I imagine.
I would assume.
Right.
Number 50, David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Number 49, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. 48, Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti. Number 47, a band you may want to get your hands on, The Wild Hearts. You ever heard of The Wild Hearts?
No.
Look for a single called Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. Really good. And the first guy we're going to play, somebody I want to introduce you to. Have you ever heard of Danny Gatton?
No.
Danny Gatton, the album is 88 Elmira Streets from 1991, and I'm going to play the Elmira Street Boogie. This guy, unless you are a guitarist, you've probably not heard of this guy.
Uh-huh.
Had two nicknames, the Telemaster because he played Telecaster, and also the Humbler. He is idolized by people like Clapton, Vai, Buckethead, but never had commercial success. The only time he even came close was when he was up for an instrumental Grammy, but Eric Johnson beat him out with the Cliffs of Dover LP.
So he's still around?
No, he killed himself.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently never achieved the fame, and in 1994 committed suicide.
But
he could defeat just about anybody on his Telecaster, and those who know guitars know how good Danny Gatton is. The Elmira Street Boogie, coming in at number 46 on Gibson.com's top 50 guitar albums of all times, and it sounds like this. Rock School. That's Danny Gatton and the Elmira Street Boogie here on Rock School.
OMG!
Yeah, pretty quick,
how
huh?
How come nobody's heard of this guy?
He just never had the commercial success. Hired Gunn here and there, but didn't have the commercial success.
That's a shame, man, because the talent is there.
Oh, you betcha.
I mean, big time there.
We're doing Gibson.com's top 50 guitar albums of all time. Let's move along. Chuck Berry in London.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, any of these albums, run and download two or three off of any one of them, and you'll be happy. Number 44, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood.
Mm-hmm.
The White Stripes, Elephant, coming in at number 43. Number 42 is Jeff Beck's Truth. I wanted to play something off of that, but there's a better Jeff Beck album up the road. So we'll do a Jeff Beck
later
on. Oh, so
they got people on there multiple times.
Oh, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Deep Purple Machine Head, if
number
you're going to play Deep Purple. Number 41.
41.
41, Deep Purple's Machine Head. And the one I'm going to play from, number 40, The Shadows, Dance with the Shadows. Now, we talked about The Shadows earlier on Rock School. We played a song by them called Apache. Remember I told you that it was Santana's main inspiration to play the guitar?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a while back.
This was Cliff Richard's backup band. Hank Marvin and Bruce Welch make up The Shadows. Now, there are other instrumentalists around them, but it's basically Hank Marvin, the guitarist, Bruce Welch, the rhythm guitarist. Marvin famously owned the first Strat in the UK and helped design the Burns Marvin guitar for Burns Guitars. Big geeky-looking guy with thick framed glasses.
Okay.
Uses it in the advertising. Dance with the Shadows is basically this big compilation album that people in the UK ate up. That's pretty much all it is.
Mm-hmm.
They were the first big guitar based thing in the UK, and Dance with the Shadows is their sort of here's everything we've done.
Okay.
All
cool
right.
Deal.
Here's Blue Shadows from The Shadows right here Rock School. Marvin, Bruce Welch, The Shadows,
the Shadows
on Gibson.com's top 50 guitar albums of all time right here on Rock School.
I'm glad to see that Gibson didn't just take a bunch of musicians that play Gibson guitars.
Right.
So that's nice of them to do.
And just said, you know, this is because we want to push our product.
Right.
With this. When we get to our first break, I'm going to explain to you how the actual list was put together.
Okay.
It wasn't just, like you say, find Gibson players
mm-hmm.
and we'll only do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally I list a few more, but that was number 40. I want to play something from 39.
Okay.
Because again, I'm using this list. You know, I could play Def Leppard, I could play Thin Lizzy, but we've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce some new musicians to you. You ever heard of Roy Buchanan?
The name is vaguely familiar.
Your dad plays in a country band, right?
Yes, yes.
That's where you probably have heard of him. The album is Roy Buchanan from uh-huh. back in 1972.
What's
and
he
I'm
known
play
for?
Telecaster player. He's a Tele guy. He is a hired gun, and people hired him because, much like Clapton, I mean, you can play Clapton. I can play Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
I can play some Clapton songs note for note. Doesn't sound like Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the equipment. It's not just the fact that I bought a Stratocaster. I bought a Vox, you know, amplifier.
Right.
It's the fact that it's from your elbows down.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's your touch. It's your feel. And Roy Buchanan was one of those guys. Nobody sounded like Roy Buchanan because it was Roy Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
It was his tone that everybody wanted.
Right.
He was a hired gun for Chess, Polydor, and Atlantic. He also, much like a guy we played earlier, had a drinking problem and after mm-hmm. an arrest for a domestic dispute was found hanged in his cell. Yeah, passed away at an early age.
I don't like the way these guys' tales are ending.
Yeah, well, that's the last one that has a very, very bad ending. This one's called Pete's Blue from the album Roy Buchanan back in 1972. Sounds like this. Rock School.
Cool.
We're only at number 39 here on the Gibson.com top 50 guitar albums of all time, but most of the songs I'm going to play are earlier in the list.
Mm-hmm.
When we get up towards the top, I'm just going to fly.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep naming them. Now, how did the list get put together? just Gibson people said, here they are. Not really. Gibson employees were in it. Also, Gibson.com readers poll was put together. But also, then there's a slew of professional guitarists that were asked. Now, here's just a few of them. Arlen Roth, Bart Walsh played with David Lee Roth. Mm-hmm. Billy Morrison was with, let's see, Billy Idol. Zach Wilde, you probably know him.
Yep.
Jeff Cease. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black Crowes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of the other ones. And I could just sit here and list, but yeah. Just a lot of professional guitarists help put this thing together.
Well, again, I'm trying to figure out what classifies it as a guitar album.
These guys. I mean, seriously. That's when you put any list together, it's the person who's putting the list together, setting the variables, and there you go.
But all songs have guitars in them.
Yeah, but it has to be something that either pushed the system forward or did something that's different in the world. I'm sure that's what it is, because you're going to find as we get closer up, there's going to be those things that are, wow, this was at the precipice of punk. This was at the precipice of jazz.
I'm sure if you asked them, they'd have some type of...
Guarantee it.
Legal answer for you.
But. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Hello, KLSU on the campus of that fine, fine university over there with the big giant football team.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. They only play Gibsons in Shreveport because that's all they got.
Wow. Had no idea. Mm-hmm. Also, get us on iTunes. We will be there all the time, 24/7. They never close. Back in a minute. Rock school. A little bit of time till the bottom of the hour. Get time to play two more until we do 7 days and 70 seconds as we talk about the Gibson.com top 50 guitar albums of all time.
Is this a good time to mention that I get nervous whenever we do these top 50s?
That I'm not going to make it?
We never make it on time.
We're
always like 3 minutes left and we got seven more people to do.
We'll get through it. We'll get through it. Number 38, Def Leppard's High and Dry from 1981. Number 37 is Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak. Number 36, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. We've played a lot of John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, so I kind of skipped over that one. And by the way, it's the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton from 1966 they want to play. And now one by Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush.
The album
is called Live. It's back from 1978. Now, some people get Rush and Mahogany Rush mixed up.
Oh, yeah. It's obviously,
nothing to do with
difference.
Each other.
Right.
It's nothing to do with each other, but they're both from Canada. So people who don't, you know, really look at it, you know, did Mahogany Rush spawn Rush? No, they have nothing to do with one another.
It's a total different type
of total different thing. These guys peaked out in the 1970s, and Rush sort of came in, you know, later on after this. So Mahogany Rush is this guy named Frank Marino, and then a whole bunch of other people that played around with him. The album that's on this list, though, is called Live from 1978.
Is it live?
It's live, and you want to hear some speed from this guy Frank Marino.
I guess
the song is called A New Rock and Roll, and look out if you've never heard Mahogany Rush, not Rush as in Geddy Lee, Mahogany Rush, yonder it comes. Dig this. Rock School. Okay, we're going to go into the bottom of the hour a little bit late as we talk about Gibson.com's top 50 guitar albums
Mahogany
of all time.
Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with Rush.
No, Mahogany Rush.
Rock School.
Okay.
Not to be confused with a regular school.
I have decided to play one that's really by a well-known group just to make you happy because they're back out on tour.
Like, because I've been complaining this whole time
there's
been unknown people to me.
This will make you happy.
You always blame this on me. Is it Aerosmith?
Yes, it is.
What?
Number 34. The Mahavishnu Orchestra, what? Look for the Inner Mounting Flame from 1971. It's a jazz fusion group led by a guy named John McLaughlin. You'll also find the name Jan Hammer in there, as in the theme to Miami Vice.
Right.
Yeah, that's really out there stuff. Really out there stuff.
Don't know them.
Grab something called the Noon Word Race, and you'll really get a glimpse of what these guys can do.
Mm-hmm.
Number 33, The Beatles' Rubber Soul. Number 32, Lynyrd Skynyrd, One More from the Road. Boy, that's a great album. Number 31, Stevie Ray Vaughan's The Sky Is Crying. Oasis comes in at number 30 with Definitely Maybe. I disagree with that being on this completely. Number 29, Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
The first one out of the box.
Yes.
And here we are, the one that'll take us to the bottom of the hour. Late, but still to the bottom of the hour. Aerosmith. What album would you put in by Aerosmith? I wouldn't have put this one in. But
I would put... For guitars?
Yeah.
Toys in the Attic.
See, I would have put that, or I'd have put in, I don't know, probably something a little later. They put in Rocks.
What?
Yeah, that's an early one. But it contains my favorite Aerosmith song.
What?
So I've decided to play it.
Which
one? I'm just a last child. I'm
That's
just a
one
punk
like?
In the street. That's my favorite Aerosmith tune of all time.
Huh.
And what's neat about it is Whitford plays the lead on this one, which is a little weird because it's usually Joe
Perry. It's Perry all
That's
the
right.
time.
It's Joe, or it's Brad Whitford on this one. And it sounds like this. Rock School.
Right.
That song, but Rocks?
Yeah,
seriously.
I'm not a fan of it either. Pump would be a better pick, in my opinion.
That's where my favorite song is.
Yeah, probably.
You know, all the songs I like are on Get a Grip, but so, yeah, seriously. I mean, I would put Toys in the Attic.
I agree. Since we're at the bottom of the hour, let's get to 25. Number 27 on the list is the Beatles' Revolver. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
26, AC/DC, Highway to Heck.
All right.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 7 days, 70 seconds. Monday, August 9th through Sunday, August 15th. Go, Monday.
August 9th, 15 years ago in 95, Grateful Dead original founder Jerry Garcia, that's Jerry with a G,
yeah,
died of a heart attack at age 53 in Forest Knolls, California.
1970, Tuesday, August 10th, George Jim Morrison goes on trial in Florida on charges of public exposure during a 1969 concert appearance.
August 11th, 1985, Duran Duran lead singer Simon Le Bon, along with the crew, spent 40 minutes trapped under his sailboat,
yep,
which was called Drum. They were participating in a boat race off the English coast.
Yeah,
well,
Thursday,
we're talking
August
about some praying going on right there.
I can imagine. Thursday, August 12th, 15 years ago, REM's Michael Stipe undergoes hernia surgery.
Ouch. Friday, August 13th, Friday to the 13th this year, but back in 1990, R&B singer, songwriter, soul singer Curtis Mayfield is left paralyzed after some lighting equipment fell on him. He was on stage at an outdoor concert in Wingate Field in Brooklyn, New York.
And a Saturday, August 14th, 10 years ago, police used pepper spray and rubber bullets to clear a crowd at a concert by Rage Against the Machine in Los Angeles, California. And then 45 years ago, on Sunday, August 15th, the Beatles fanned the flames of Beatlemania at New York's Shea Stadium before 56,000 enthusiastic fans.
Pepper spray doesn't work on Rage fans.
Well, you gotta shoot them with rubber bullets.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why they turned to them. I like the way they put that. They turned to it as if two guys went, gosh, Bob, you think we might have to go to the rubber bullets? I don't know, Paul. Let's give it a shot. We'll turn to that. Give me a break. 25. Number 25 on the list, The Stooges and their album Funhouse.
Funhouse.
Funhouse. Are The Stooges the first punk band? Maybe, maybe not. A lot of people who look at The Stooges think that either the album Funhouse or... No, I think it's Funhouse. I think Funhouse is the first punk album. Voted the loudest album ever by Q Magazine. The whole thing was recorded live, as in the tape's rolling, guys. One, two, three, go. Ron Ashton is the guitarist. Here's Loose. Rock School. This is Rock School as we count down Gibson.com's top 50 guitar albums of all time. Got a big chunk of albums to tell you about here before we get to the next one we're going to play. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Number 24, Chuck Berry, the 28 Great. It's from 1982.
Okay.
Number 23, Van Halen 2.
Why 2?
Oh, you got me. I would have put number 1 in there.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's further up the list.
Oh.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Hmm.
Number 22, Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers. That's a good one of all the Stones albums.
Yeah.
Number 21, Ozzy Osbourne, Diary of a Madman.
Mm-hmm.
Again, good pick.
Yes.
Number 20, Black Sabbath, Paranoid. Good pick.
Okay.
Number 19, The Who. Who's next? Number 18, this one should have been higher in my opinion, Stones' Exile on Main Street.
The closer we're getting to number one, I'm noticing more guitar dominance.
See?
In there.
Yeah. 17, Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz, and the one we arrive at that I'm going to play. Number 16, Jeff Beck's Blow by Blow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's the Jeff Beck. Now, most people know the song off of this one called Freeway Jam because it's got Keith Moon on it and a bunch of other people that you would know.
Yeah.
But It's not my favorite off of the album. I'm just a big fan of, you know, the one that rolls through. You know what I mean? It's my favorite. Rock School. Oops. Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Let me make a fix.
Oh, I'm saving that. Oh, yeah. I'm saving that. Yeah.
I said that Keith Moon played on the song Freeway Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would have been Bex Bolero.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so Stevie, save your emails,
it's
folks.
It's Stevie Wonder
mm-hmm.
that plays on that track.
Every once in a blue moon, we'll get an email telling us about how good the
gotcha.
Show is.
Gotcha.
And then when one of gotcha. Us makes a mistake, they flood.
Gotcha. Oopsie. Oopsie. Okay, number 15, the Sex Pistols. Never mind the Bullocks. Here's the Sex Pistols. No, I don't buy it. It's not a...
Why?
No, if you want a punk, you've had your punk already. Your okay. punk has been loose from the Stooges. Oh,
okay.
Now, you've had it already. The Sex Pistols, to me, are punk monkeys. They were put together by somebody.
Wow.
Not as in swinging from trees, but put together by a producer like the Monkees.
Right, I got
you. That's what I
it's
think.
It's just funny to hear it.
Number 14, Robert Johnson, King of the Delta Blues Singers. Not even a question. That should be on there.
Well, yeah.
Now, that's from 1961. That's from John Hammond, who put this all together. He was supposed to have Robert Johnson performing at a New York concert called From Spirituals to Swing.
Mm-hmm.
His name's even in the program. The story goes that Johnson died the day he was supposed to play at the concert. He didn't, but that's how the nice story goes.
Well, and who in the world fabricated that?
It's just one of those. Robert Johnson's so surrounded by these, you know,
urban legends
type stories.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
But in 61, Hammond compiled all of Johnson's greatest stuff, put it out, and it sparked this love of blues music, and there it is. And I think we should play something from it.
All righty.
It's Preaching Blues, Up Jump the Devil, right here, Rock School.
Like a man going to the steer it, stay out there.
There's Robert Johnson on Rock School. 10 minutes left and time for two more songs.
Do you think Robert Johnson should have been ranked higher, or does that rank 14th do him justice?
He could have been number 3. Easily, and I'd have been happy.
Mm.
Oh, I think there's no such thing as a rock song today that doesn't have roots right back to Robert Johnson, to me, to my opinion. Okay, time for two more songs, so let me just blow through the rest of them. Number 13, The Who, Live at Leeds. Good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Great pick. Number 11, Television, Marquee Moon. You know what Television is?
Nope.
Part of the original run of groups out of CBGB. Everybody thinks of punk as Blitzkrieg Bop, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
Not these guys. Much more, almost French, if you will, kind of slower, methodical, much more melodic type stuff.
Television.
You'll like them a lot. Look for a song called Prove It.
Okay.
Number 10, AC/DC, Back in Black.
Yes.
Yes. Number 9, The Hendrix Experience, Electric Ladyland. Great album.
Yeah.
Number 8, Cream, Disraeli Gears.
Oh, all this stuff is good.
And the Cream on top of that. Number 7, The Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East. Really good. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. We're going to come back and play two more for you.
And WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
I do that a lot, don't I? See you in a minute, Rock School. All right, here we go. We're going to go into number 2, and we're going to play it. Number 6 on the Gibson.com Top 50 Guitar Albums of All Time. Number 6, Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin 2.
It's
the one with Livin' Lovin' made on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. Number 5, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Excellent!
Number 4, Derek and the Dominoes, Layla. And other assorted love songs.
Yeah.
Number 3, Zeppelin 4. That's got rock and roll, Black Dog.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, no, that's good. I'm going back to the Guns N' Roses pick. You mean to tell me Guns N' Roses made the chart and Metallica did not?
That's right. And no Zappa and no Steve Vai. I'm with you. I'm kind of with you. Here's a number 2-1 when we're going to play the only album on here selected for permanent preservation in the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress in the United States. Chad, are you experienced?
Yeah.
Hendrix, Fire, Rock School. Mm-hmm. This is Rock School. We got time for one more break, and it's got to be quick. You already know the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Are You Experience is at number two.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the world could possibly be better on the Gibson.com top 50 guitar albums of all time?
I think,
what guitarist could possibly, in anybody's mind?
Right, I think I just figured it out, Joe
Gibson. Be better than Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, just play the stupid Van Halen song and let's get it over with.
Van Halen 1 from 1978.
You did this.
On purpose,
you rigged this.
On purpose,
this is not Gibson.com.
That's right. It is. It really is. You go look it up. It's really on there.
And you're their number one contributing writer.
That's right. Absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Van Halen 1 from 1978. Here's I'm the One. I'm Joe Burns. You going to tell us your name?
No!
There goes Chad P. Class is dismissed. Rock School.